What's up, guys? Per usual, you're listening to Kicking It with Keish. My name is Keisha Carter, and I'm the host of the show. Now, before we even get started, y'all already know we gotta go through the routine. I gotta remind you guys to subscribe to my YouTube. Click subscribe right now. Turn your notifications on. Don't miss out. Follow me on Instagram at InstaKeish. Follow me on Twitter at InstaKeish. Follow me on Facebook on my Kicking It with Keish fan page. And if you're an audio listener of podcasts, if you're not watching this YouTube, or even if you do both, whatever, go on all the podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, and CastBox, and listen to Kicking It with Keish. Subscribe, be a supporter, donate to the cause, all that. So, if you are watching visually, you can see that, once again, I'm on a layover, and there are two beds in my background. Let me tell you, mind your business. I'm going to eat in this bed, and I'm going to sleep in the other bed, so I won't sleep in the crumbs I might fall from my Uber Eats. But don't worry about me. Worry about your mom. You know what? That was ugly. I worry about your mother, too. I'm sorry. She's a nice lady. I won't bring her into this, because you being nosy on why it's two beds in my background, and it's none of your business. Anywho, hey, guys. Our highlight of the episode is WeSomeWorkers.com. All athletes, listen up. Even if you're not an athlete and you just like to buy workout clothes to get you amped up to think about going to the gym or going to work out or going to be active, or even if you need some cute little lounging around clothes, go to WeSomeWorkers.com. A little bit about the brand. The CEO and founder of the brand, his name is Jonathan Blake, and he is from Houston, Texas, and he's a basketball fanatic, basketball amazingness. Like, he's an amazing player. He's dedicated to ethics and discipline and work code. Like, when you purchase the merchandise, you purchase the dedication that he's put in all of his years of basketball playing AAU, high school, college, and professional overseas and in the league. Like, I could give you guys a lot about him. Go to WeSomeWorkers.com. If you're watching on my YouTube, I just put the link at the bottom right there as I've edited it. And if you're listening to me, that's WeSomeWorkers with a Z, as in zebra, not S. WeSomeWorkers.com. Hit him up on Instagram at WeSomeWorkers. Like his stuff. The link is in there on his Instagram. Tell them Keish sent you. Matter of fact, I got on one of the shirts right now. So this one says Buckets versus Everyone. This is one of my favorite baseball tees because it's so convenient. You can just, it's a man's tee. So I think this one is a small, but you can buy men's sizes. He has women's sizes. He has amazing cute little crop tops and stuff. Tights that are amazing for yoga and lounging and running errands and working out. Fanny packs, beach towels, phone stickers, phone cases, what else? Coffee mugs, like sweatsuits, sweatpants. Go to the website, WeSomeWorkers.com. Check it out. Get your merchandise. You won't be sorry. That's that. Now, let's dive into the episode with our quote of the episode. Once again, author is unknown. I gotta find out who be writing this stuff. They be coming up with some good stuff and I can't give them credit because the author is unknown. Relationships get stronger when both are willing to understand mistakes and forgive each other. That is an amazing quote because relationships get weaker when you've already premeditated or counseled somebody's understandings out. Like, if they make a mistake and the decline of the relationship starts when you stop wanting to understand each other or stop trying to give up on each other. So, once again, that quote is, relationships get stronger when both are willing to understand mistakes and forgive each other. Author is unknown, but it's an amazing quote. Now, let's dive into this episode. Today's episode is going to highlight 10 old-fashioned dating habits that we should possibly make a thing again or not make a thing again. I grew up with old-school parents who had old-school ideas and were old school minded, and they would not let me date unless I met their old school criteria. So I just got 10 of them. So let's dive in to all 10. Turning off electronics and just being with one another. I think that's important because you're going to irritate my soul if we're out to dinner and all you're doing is on your phone. Like, I get no me time if you can't put your phone down or ignore your phone for a minute and make it about me. Like, it's rude to be on a date and be on the phone majority of the time. Like, I understand if you got to check a text. First off, for all of y'all that's like, but you don't pay my phone bill. When you pay my phone bill, or when he paid my phone bill, or when she paid my phone bill, she can tell me what to do with my phone. No, that's rude. Because if she's on her phone, or if he's on his phone during the day, you're going to feel neglected. You can't get to know somebody with your face in a phone, with your face in the phone, and that person is right there, and you steady focused on your phone. That's rude. Let's have a little consideration. I do agree with that one. Put your phones away when you're on a date. Matter of fact, me and my friends, we have this thing where we put our phones in the middle of the table, and whoever touches their phone first or checks their phone first either pays for all the drinks or buys the food. Is it you? Yo, that's a great tactic. Second old-fashioned dating habit. The general concept of asking permission for things. I'm not sure what that would mean, but if we're talking about food, I have a bad habit of in motion asking for it. Like with my fork, hey babe, can I taste? Yeah, I tasted it. Like it was like I asked and then tasted it before you say yes, because I knew you were going to say yes. Because why are you going to say no when all I want to do is taste your mac and cheese because it looks better than my food? Right. I don't know about that one. We got to get a better understanding. The next one is not assuming sex is to be had at any point in time. This one is a touchy subject because if you go back real old school, they were all about not having sex before marriage. Nowadays, we make it so common to think that sex is something you're just supposed to be going to have without an actual connection or a bond, when sex could make things worse between the two if you don't even know the person or don't have a connection or haven't taken the time to really get to know who you're about to become sexually active with or who you're thinking about becoming sexually active with. That's how you end up with these nonsense soul ties, but that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. Stop assuming that sex is just to be had at any point in time. Like, that's something you should have to work for. I'm not gonna tell y'all who told me, but a wise woman, well in her wisdom, because you can't say they old now. She's an amazing, she's y'all's favorite senior citizen, and it's my mom. So she told me, don't let a man touch your cookies without paying for the jar. She said it. She'll quote me. She probably won't. She's probably going to deny it. But I think it's a great concept to go by. Don't let a man touch your cookies if he's not going to pay for the jar, which means, and I'm not talking about money, like financially pay for the jar. I'm talking about if he didn't earn what he's trying to take, or if she didn't earn what she's trying to take, fellas. It goes vice versa. It goes both ways. Don't just give yourself. Don't just give the cookies are in the jar. Don't give yourself like the contents of the jar to somebody and they don't deserve it. Like they haven't even worked for it. Make people work for sexually actions. If I said that right, I probably did. Make people work to be sexually active with you. If that's what you're going to do. Like if that's the choice you guys make. Make it be something y'all work for towards each other. Don't think it's just supposed to be given just because you bought her. Y'all went to Chili's and y'all ate a 2 for $20. Just because you bought dinner doesn't mean you're entitled to have sex. And girls, don't think just because you did something nice for him that he's entitled to have sex with you. Like, no. No, you're not entitled to sex, not even sexual actions. You're not entitled to sex. Stop thinking y'all so entitled. I like that old school habit. I like that. The next one is romantic gestures like writing poems. I am a sucker for cheesy stuff. Like the small little cheesy gestures. Like I like little letters, little memos. I like flowers. I like little stuff like that. That should for sure come back. Like little texts during the day, let me know you're thinking about me. Small little gestures, like if you notice that I like tacos and you driving by the taco shop on your way to see me, just grab me some from Fuel City. with a corn in the cup. And if y'all don't know what Fuel City is, and I'm not even getting paid for this sponsorship, Fuel City is in DFW, Texas. They have one in Haltom City off of Haltom Road, and they have another one downtown Dallas. Fuel City has the best street tacos in the world, and then they corn in the cup, elotes, amazing. Gotta go try it out. Gotta try it. So back to the conversation. If you go get me tacos, I love you forever. That's an example of a small gesture I like. Tacos, donuts, pancakes. You know, I'm a foodie. I love it. Our next old-fashioned dating habit that we should make cool again, we should or should not make cool again, is coming to the door to pick somebody up. I fully agree. Like, when I was in high school, my mom didn't let me, I was dating this guy, and she didn't let me just him, like, blow the horn, and then me just go outside, like, bye, guys, I'm leaving. No, you're going to come to the door, you're going to introduce yourself to my parents so they know what you look like, who you are, just in case I get kidnapped or anything happened to us while we were on a date, she knows who to identify that I was out with. And for safety measures, because a lot of crazy stuff is happening. And now that I'm an adult, if we're going out on a date, you should come to the door. Like, don't blow. I'm not a prostitute. Don't blow think I'm walking to the car. That's prostitution stuff. I'm not doing that. I'm too cute. Shoulder raise. I'm too cute. I'm not walking out to the car when you blow your horn. Come knock on the door. It's cute. Do it. It's mannerable. The era of the gentleman is not dead, guys. Be a gentleman. Come to the door. Come get me. Then I open the door and be all cute. Because I'm going to be ready. And I know a lot of girls may not be ready when you get there. It's okay. Just open the door and then you're going to see her and she's going to be all cute. You're like, ooh, come in, sit, wait right here. Let me grab my purse, whatever. Don't let the era of the gentleman be dead. Go to the door and pick her up. Now, we got to take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back in a minute and 22 seconds. Listen to the commercial. Don't miss out. Stay tuned. All right, guys, we're back from that little commercial break. Hope you loved it because I got paid for it. Now, let's hop back into these old-fashioned dating habits that we should or should not make cool again. When I start talking fast, my speech impediment and my stutter comes back. I am working on it, guys. Just give me time. I promise I'm going to do better. Now, the next old-fashioned dating habit that we should or should not make cool again would be trying to dress really nice for a date. Now, I agree. Unless we're going to, like, the batting cages or something active, dress cute for your date. Mind you, lately, the only thing I get to put on that's dressed up is my flight attendant uniform. And when I go out on a date, I want to be cute. So dress really nice, and I'd rather you be cute, too. Now, even if we're going to the batting cages or to go play paintball or, you know, to go be active or do something, you know, like, athletically active, I'm gonna be cute still. But if you're going on a nice date to dinner or, you know, to a movie or something that's not active, that's like chill, dress nicely. Like, why not be cute? Show off. Shoulder raise. Show off. The next one is bringing flowers and other tokens of affection to the first date. Again, I told y'all I'm all for random gestures. I think it's cute to bring flowers to the first date. I've only had two guys bring me flowers. One guy, it wasn't the first date, and he had made me mad. So he was in the doghouse, so he brought flowers as a forgiveness. So don't matter. Anywho, another guy that brought me flowers to our first date bought me. He asked my friend what my favorite flowers were, and he got those. We didn't have that conversation. He got those flowers for me and brought them to my first date. And it was so cute and cheesy. That guy, he's married now. I missed out on a great guy, but whatever. I just wasn't his fit. Don't matter. But he did do the great job of getting the flowers. Great job. The next one is going dancing that's not grinding on a grimy club floor. I don't know if any of y'all are still grinding on grimy club floors, but have some class and get up. That's nasty. Get off some of these floors. Now, I think it's cute. Even if y'all don't know how to salsa dance, go have a salsa class. Like, go take a salsa class together. For you old school folks, go swing out class together. Even if one or the other doesn't have rhythm, make it fun. Do, matter of fact, go on dates that are different. Like, go to Sip and Paint. Go paintballing, if you can handle that type of thing. Go to dance classes. You know, find something that's, like, spontaneous, not like a regular movie and dinner if you don't have to. Do cool, interesting dates, not just dancing, because I know some of y'all don't have rhythm, so you don't have to dance. Just find new, cool dates to go on. Keep the dating era exciting. The next one is straightforwardly asking someone out and not calling it hanging out. I fully agree. Those are two separate things. Asking me out on a date is different than asking to hang out. Then I'll know how to dress. Like, if we're going on a date, I'm going to dress up. I'm going to be cute. Matter of fact, I'm going to be cute regardless because I'm just cute in life, period. But asking me out on a date is a different mindset than asking to hang out. Like, hang out, that's no intentions. I'm just bored. Let's just hang out. Let's go hang out. Nothing major. A date is major. A date gives you, matter of fact, if it's a date, you know who paying. Either of the party. I don't know. I guess that paying thing doesn't matter. Because, I mean, I could pay for the popcorn. You could pay for the movie. I don't know. I don't know how people do things these days. A guy could pay for everything. That's another conversation. But make it clear whether we're going on a date or we're just hanging out. And if you want to go on a date with me, don't ask me to hang out. Point blank, period. The next one is being clear when you're going steady. Matter of fact, that's the best one to end on. Be clear about when you're going steady. Don't leave me in the dark about what we're doing in this friendship, wanting to be a relationship, not wanting it to be a relationship, considering it to be a relationship, but I don't want to jump the gun. Like, don't leave me in the dark. If you know what your intentions are with somebody, don't sugarcoat it to get something that you want. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, is when people, because girls do it too, they know what they want when they meet somebody, or within the first week or two of you meeting someone or hanging out with someone or going on a date with somebody, you can potentially either see yourself with that person or you can't. Within one of those first conversations, be adults, have that serious conversation about what it is that you actually want from somebody, or what are you looking for, or what are you expecting, or what are you wanting something to turn into. Don't, like, beat around the bush and drag someone on that wants a relationship or wants to be serious, and you don't want to be serious, because that leaves one of the two of y'all in the dark about what's going on when you're just playing games because you just want to have somebody to hang out with and they actually want somebody to date and get to know. And it's common with girls, because a lot of girls out there let guys, like, take them out to dates, pay for food, buy them things, and they're not even interested in further entertaining anything else. That is wrong. And a lot of guys, you guys, or some of y'all will tell a girl you want a relationship or some so that she's interested, because you know that's something she's interested in, and she opens up to you in a different way, and then say y'all may become sexually active. And then that's what you were wanting, so that's why you told her that, and then after you got sex, it's like, you kind of fall back and you're being a butt and you're a jerk. Like, don't do that. That's irritation level number 9,000 when guys do that. Like, be upfront. Don't be ugly. Don't do that, guys. Be upfront. No, you never know. Be upfront with what you want, and that girl may want that same thing. She may not even be looking for a relationship. She may just want somebody to hang out. She may just want somebody to be, I don't even know if platonic is the word. She may want somebody just, you know, to be sexually active with and hang out with, and it's just you two. Like, maybe y'all want the same thing. Be upfront with what you want. Don't sugarcoat what you want, guys and girls, just to get something out of somebody. Be clear about what your intentions are with somebody, because that is the ugliest thing you could do, is leave somebody in the dark. But if you are somebody that is in the dark about somebody you're dating or talking to, if there is any question mark, you are the question mark. Get up and dip, Pip. We don't want it. So, those were my 10 old-fashioned dating habits that we should or should not bring back. If there's anything else y'all want to talk about on my YouTube, please email me. Let me know. We can discuss anything. This is the Kicking It With Key Show. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. And that's how I like it. So. I say so a lot, don't I? I probably do. Whatever. I have a large vocabulary. Don't worry about my vocabulary. Worry about your mom's. You know, I did say I'll stop bringing your mom into this. She is a nice lady. And if anybody's mother is listening, you are a nice woman. I didn't mean to bring you into this. Your child just nosy. Anywho, you're watching Kicking It with Keish. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, add, share, comment, like, all that. We've kicked it. Bye, guys.